After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hey, honey, I love you.
An inmate at the correctional facility. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
Hi, honey, I love you.
I love you too.
Doing okay?
Yeah, tired.
You sleeping?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, I'll make it real quick then. Everything going okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. Anything exciting happen today?
Not really. How's your interview thing go?
It's hard to say. You know, they didn't say anything, you know, I mean, one way or the other to indicate anything. The only thing that they sounded happy about is that I said, Sherry, you know, and stuff, we'll take care of all the therapy and stuff. We won't have no cost to the county or anything like that. Our family's going to, and myself, will incur the cost for Sherry and stuff, and they were interested in that.
Yes.
You talked to the program lady today?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
They do payments, but you have to put $15,000 to $20,000 down.
$15,000 to $20,000 down?
Yeah. And then they do other payments, $2,000 a month.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. Oh, do you know of anybody that would foster a pit bull?
No, who wants to know?
Someone called Barb Townsend and I have a pit bull that can't keep or something. She wondered if we had a foster home that might take it. And I said, well, usually we would take it, but I don't feel comfortable doing that without you here.
Kids doing good.
Usually they came to us first. And
yeah. Talk to anybody else?
Just double checking what time on Thursday.
Yeah.
Talked to my dad for a while today.
What do you have to say?
Not much.
No. Can never get back with you?
No.
Chris text lately?
No.
Someone else? Matthew feeling okay?
Yeah, they called and checked on him today. And he's fine. He has a couple band-aids coming off, but a little bruising.
Probably normal. He's a tough little dude. Just keep praying hard for this program. That's all I need to be doing.
Jack found a picture of you and him and that he was holding the reins.
Holding what?
Standing on the ground with you.
He was holding what?
The reins.
Oh, yeah. With the draft horses or not?
Oh, it was with Dick.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know the picture, I think, too. Mm-hmm.
Where you're looking and I'm talking to him.
Mm-hmm. I like that picture.
He said I'm going to sleep with this all night.
So we what? Sleep with it?
He said he's going to sleep with it all night.
Put it in a little frame for him.
It's the first time he has had those talk to a mule or something. I don't know.
He said it was the first time he talked to me about a mule?
talk to a mule or something like that.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Should make a copy of that and send it to me?
Yeah.
I miss all of you guys so much. Say a big prayer for Thursday and Friday, honey.
Sorry.
I went down and yesterday I had a bad day after Dara and stuff, and all the guys here said a little prayer for me. I came back and I was crying. I went to my room, and then the chaplain Bill came in because he was happy to be in here, and he said, "Hey, Mike, why don't we go for a talk?" And he took me down. And he talked to me for a little while, and he was really nice. And he told me his opinion on everything too, which was.
He told me what?
His opinion on what he thought was going on too. He was really nice about everything.
Yeah.
And then guys that were all here felt really bad today. All did a prayer for me.
Aww.
It was nice, I thought.
Yeah.
And then they called me down with this Witness Your Program. They said a prayer for me, too.
That's nice.
I know. I thought so, too.
Did Sarah come today?
No.
She didn't?
They held me down today and pretended they were shaving my head with a razor, but it had a cap on. Yeah.
Nice.
Funny, huh?
No.
Yeah. I go to get in the shower, not yesterday, the day before. I just took my shirt out there, the towel in my waist, went to undo my... I reached in to turn the water on, and they jumped out to scare me. They just love to torment me. It just drives me crazy.
Can you help punch him?
I almost did. I almost knocked him right out. He scared me so bad. So what they started doing, they scared me so bad that way. So then when I was walking, I walked by the bedroom. He grabbed my leg. One of the bedrooms, one of the guys did, and they all laughed so hard. They just thought it was so funny that they did it down by my leg, so I couldn't hit him. I'm just dreaming.
Crazy.
Katie's boyfriend says, "Boy, you look like your dad with that goatee." Well, I love you, honey.
I love you too.
I love all. Yes, I love all you guys. Just say a prayer for all of us Thursday and Friday. Just pray I get it. And I told him I'm committed. My family, you know, supports me. My mom and everybody. That's why I can stay in our church. And, you know, I'll do whatever I have to do. I'm very committed. So, I talked to Tom for a few minutes today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How's that go?
It was good. He said that he was going to talk to him about everything, trying to make everything work out so the program could happen. And he mentioned the divorce thing to me. He talked to me about it. He said that he's going to be talking with my attorney. He said that someone has overstepped their bounds with this, and there's no way legally they can ever do this. If he talked to them already about this, they cannot. And they just talked about making it. They wanted me to simply sign my rights off, and they were going to be done with you. And done with me, and that was that. Now they're adding other stuff to it, and he said it just makes him really mad.
Right. Me too.
So,
my parents went and had some info too.
From an attorney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did that attorney say?
Basically, for them.
Said what Stephanie said?
For them, in case they need to take the kids.
I can't understand you.
In case they need to take the kid. They have power of attorney.
So they need to stay neutral, is that what you mean?
Yeah, but they just need to take the kids if they need to. So. have them there. And
okay. They can, because they have power of attorney?
He said they might try to do something to you, but that's okay.
Yeah. Should they take the power of attorney thing to them?
They have one. Wait, I have one.
Okay. But he said the attorney said everything was okay or whatever?
Yeah.
Did he agree with the divorce thing?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of what Tom said, too. But anyway. All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you and let you go back to bed. I love you and I miss you so much.
I love you too. I miss you.
I miss the kids.
I miss you. I said tonight that Grandma dreams up in heaven making Doc strawberry jam sandwiches.
Say that again?
I said Grandma dreams up in heaven making Doc strawberry jam sandwiches.
Yep. Love them so much. Give them all a kiss and you tell them how much their daddy loves them.
Oh, well.
And, just tell him he wants you to know how much he loves you and he's doing good and he misses you and he thinks about you all the time. He's happy that you're taking care of the dogs for him. And he gets to hear about you, how good you're doing, and just be excited. I don't want to be sad at all, okay? Hey, Mom and Dad, and Jake, and everybody, I said hi.
Mm-hmm.
Are they coming Thursday, or no?
I know they'll be there for sure Friday.
Yeah.
Well, one of them. The other's probably going to be babysitting.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Good idea. All right, well, I miss you, and I love you, and tell everybody I say thank you for, you know, coming. And did Mom talk to Jeff yet, you know?
I don't know if she talked to Jeff. I gave her a list of people, and she talked to almost everyone on there.
Yeah, she told me that the other day, but just text her or whatever, find out if he met with her or whatever, and all that kind of stuff, and go from there.
Okay.
I love you. I can't wait till I can hug you and kiss you.
No, I love you.
I just want to squeeze you. Well, I love you, and I'm just hanging there. Okay.
You're strong.
You were more than strong. Wish I was half as strong as you. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. I'll see you. Love you. Bye.
Love you.